The new law was suspended last month when two Dane County judges issued injunctions against it. This week, Judge David Flanagan adjourned the bench trial on the challenge brought by the Milwaukee chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the immigrant advocacy group Voces de la Frontera. He ordered attorneys on both sides to submit written arguments by June 18th. Assistant Attorney General Steve Means argues that UW political scientist Kenneth Mayer, who testified for the challengers, doesn't have the expertise to conclude that the new law would be a burden on hundreds of thousands of voters who lack photo IDs.
It's our position that Professor Mayer is not a qualified expert on those topics and that those are legislative judgments, not judgments to be made by political science professors.
But Judge Flanagan ruled that Mayer was qualified to perform the statistical analysis he presented calculating how many eligible voters would be affected by the law. Richard Sachs, the attorney for the challengers, says that's a key argument in the lawsuit.
It's the number of people who are adversely affected and burdened by this law, which Professor Mayer has cogently and convincingly demonstrated affects over 300,000 voters in the state of Wisconsin.
It's still possible that the state appeals court could decide before June 5th to lift a permanent injunction against the law put in place by Judge Richard Neese in another challenge brought by the State League of Women Voters. And there are still two federal lawsuits pending challenging the law's constitutionality. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.